Each year, the Thunder Bay Community Foundation helps numerous students achieve their post-secondary studies through their annual scholarship and bursary program. Whether they're going into a nursing program or a science program, there are many scholarships and bursaries to be given out to Thunder Bay and district graduating high school students. Without the support of their generous donors, the Thunder Bay Community Foundation could not do what it does. The Thunder Bay Community Foundation is passionate about our community, and that's why for over 50 years, they have created a variety of flexible ways to give. They make it easy to realize your philanthropic ambitions and support our community's well-being, now and for the future. The purpose of the Thunder Bay Community Foundation is to inspire, promote and facilitate philanthropy to support the ever-changing needs of the District of Thunder Bay. Ethan Asselstein 2023 Award Recipient. One prominent scholarship at the Thunder Bay Community Foundation is the Helen L. Dewar Scholarship. Miss Helen Lilota Dewar was born in Calcutta, India. Her family moved to Canada when she was 8 years old, and in 1920, the family moved to Fort William. Helen was a music supervisor and teacher with the Port Arthur Public School Board for many years. She died in December 1989, and the Thunder Bay Community Foundation became one of the main beneficiaries of her estate. In recognition of her substantial contributions, the Thunder Bay Community Foundation established the Helen L. Dewar Scholarship in 1991. Ethan Asselstein was awarded the Helen L. Dewar Scholarship in 2023. He is currently working towards his Honors Bachelor of Science in Chemistry with a concentration in Medical Sciences. Through word of mouth, Ethan learned about the scholarship and bursary program at the Thunder Bay Community Foundation. With the support of the Helen L. Dewar Scholarship, Ethan was able to purchase books and pay for his ancillary fees. I absolutely would encourage all students to apply for the scholarships and bursaries, Asselstein said. Due to the rising costs of post-secondary education, these awards, funding take away some of the financial stressors students face when trying to attend post-secondary programs. It was truly an honor to have been selected to be the recipient of the Helen L. Dewar Scholarship. I cannot express my gratitude enough, as this scholarship has provided me with the ability and opportunity to continue my educational journey at Lakehead University. I have always felt the strong urge to help others, and I plan to do so through studying to become a physician upon the completion of my undergraduate degree. I promise that during this time, I will continue to work hard and approach new challenges with confidence and resilience, ultimately working towards giving back to our community through helping those in need. Helen Dewar's gift in her will to our foundation has helped students like Ethan pursue post-secondary education for the past 32 years, Mike Beliveau, chair of the Thunder Bay Community Foundation, added. On behalf of our board of directors, I would like to thank all of our donors who give scholarships and bursaries to students in our community. They are helping the next generation reach their highest potential. The Thunder Bay Community Foundation is currently accepting scholarship and bursary applications until April 14, 2024 and has over $160,000 in funding available. For more information on how to apply, visit www.tbcf.org/scholarships-bursaries. This story comes from the Thunder Bay Community Foundation.